Now, we're joined by Ruth Brill, friend of the show. She's first artist with the Birmingham Royal Ballet. She's actually choreographed one of the performances, and she joins us now. Ruth, it's great to have you back in the studio. Now, Ruth, how in terms of your own career with the National Ballet, how did it start for you? When did it begin for yourself?
So I'm now a dancer with Birmingham Royal Ballet, like yes. dancing as a professional and also choreographing. But it all started years and years ago. I didn't go into full-time dance training until I was like 15, 16.
Okay.
So dancing with youth ballet companies like the National Youth Ballet was such an important part of my career development. And it was just such great fun as a kid to get that insight into what it's like or what it could be like yes. if I made it to be a professional
but
dancer.
But the thing is, how did it start?
Who got you
Who
into
got
ballet?
You into
the first
now, we've
ballet
asked the question
class, yes.
that our parents, when we were younger, and yeah. we had no control over our future, they get you signed up to certain things like karate, judo, gymnastics, and ballet being one of them.
I just went along to the village school because that's what my friends were doing,
okay,
to burn some
okay.
energy.
It wasn't the parents.
No. My mum did dance, but okay. like not professionally. My dad's like really into music.
Right.
So I guess there were influences at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just went along for fun. And
oh, fantastic.
Loved
so
it.
it wasn't something necessarily that you were forced into doing.
Not at all.
So when you start looking at ballet and the Royal Ballet and what have you, is there still a bit of a snobbery? Or is there still people looking at it like, that's not for me? And we've had this discussion before,
yeah.
but I want to know your personal take on it, because obviously you seem like a lady who's like pop down, watch cinema and what
yeah,
have you, and your friends
yeah.
kind of
a normal person.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you're
I started off as a normal person. I don't know. I really think this kind of snobbery about
yeah.
ballet is breaking down
Good.
Now. It's accessible. Like the National Youth Ballet Performance has something for everyone. It's a mixed program. It is the National Youth Ballet. There are lots of classical pieces, but there's also a really contemporary piece.
Yeah.
My piece is very jazzy, mm-hmm. Jazzy in style. And then we've got an Oklahoma Dream Ballet as well. So that's kind of almost kind of musical theatre, very
wow.
theatrical. So not just strict in a tutu, prancing around. No, it's
yeah.
really, dance is so much more than that.
I love that, because it means that when you are coming to see, for example, the National Youth Ballet, you don't know what you're going to get. You can't just walk in thinking, this is what I'm going
to
see.
Are you trying
on
to
stage.
Say it's like a box of chocolates?
Yes, you don't know what you're going to get. Yes,
very
well
good,
done, Sunny. Right, we're talking about the National Youth Ballet. It's celebrating its 30th anniversary. They've got performances at the Crescent Theatre in Birmingham. And we're joined in the studio by two fantastic young individuals who are taking part in the National Youth Ballet. We've got James Lovell, who attends the Elmhurst Ballet School in Edgbaston, and also we've got Emma Van Boolen from King's Heath. It's lovely to have you
welcome,
both
guys.
Here.
Thank you.
When did you start going to ballet then, Emma? When did this journey all begin for you?
I only started ballet 2 years ago, so when I was 13.
Okay.
Previous to that, I'd done Irish dancing, and they overlapped for about 6 months, and then I decided to stop Irish dancing and just focus on ballet because I just really liked it.
How did you get into it? Was it your parents who signed you up to a class without you knowing? And said, turn up there with your tap dance.
Not shoes. Really. I think it was always my sister.
Okay. She took over.
She always had. She did Irish dancing before me, and she'd yeah. also done ballet before me.
Okay, there so you kind of followed in her footsteps.
Yeah.
James, yourself, where did it all begin for yourself? Because you attend Elmhurst Ballet School in Edgbaston. That's a boarding school.
Yes.
So you're obviously away from family quite a lot of the year then, aren't
yeah.
you? Where is it that you're originally from then?
I'm from Swanage in Dorset.
So you're from Dorset.
Quite a small town, so it's a big difference, yeah.
Oh, I can imagine. And so when did this all begin for you? Was this something that you said you wanted to do, or was it something that your parents encouraged?
So I started dancing just before I turned four, so nearly 14 years now, so
wow.
quite a long time. But it was only, it's this time last year I found out I got into Elmhurst, and I've been attending since September. But yeah, it's something I've always wanted to do, and obviously you can come at it from different ways, so I decided to come in at post-16 training. So yeah,
I have to ask you now about, you know, your performances and what you're performing. Tell us about your performance and how did you come to that performance?
Yes.
Like, why did you want to do that piece?
So I found out about NYB mm-hmm. Through a friend, Molly Howard, and she's in it as well. And we decided to enter together. And it turns out we're dancing in quite a few pieces
yeah,
together.
Yeah, I've
including
been together
piece.
Without
oh,
knowing
wow.
that in my
yeah.
piece.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
So it's brilliant to have chemistry on stage and off. So I'm in four different pieces, two of which I dance with Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about what the one piece that you're really excited about, because I'm sure as dancers, there's always, you know, there's going to be one that you just can't wait to get onto stage.
And yeah.
Whether it's the music or even just the performance that you're doing that you absolutely love. So which one? And I can see Ruth saying it's got to be My Two.
No, honestly, it does have to be. I think the music really helps because it's so jazzy. It's not what we're used to. It's not classical music.
Brilliant.
We're not dancing to the Sugar Plum Fairy. It's all saxophone and brass, and it's exciting for us, and we're constantly acting on stage. We've one note that we've been given quite a few times is act on stage, like carry on your character throughout, because we're on stage for 20 minutes some of us, but it's so fun and we get to play around with the characters a lot. So yeah,
I like
it's
that.
Lovely.
We wish you the best of luck, James and Emma. I'm sure it must be difficult juggling schoolwork with ballet commitments as well, so well done. You should be very proud of yourselves.